The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Alright, okay. Here we are.
Know your rights!
Episode 997 BC.
Number one! You have the right to free speech.
Made a lot of improvements since we last spoke.
As long as you're not dumb enough to actually try it.
Class, baby. Joe Strummer, one of the best who ever did it. You guys know The Clash? Shout out to Logan Mihalko. I know he's a Clash fan. Logo, when we were at the open mic the other day, this is the intro I was talking about. I made it happen. What do we got today? Well, geez, so much has happened since we last recorded, guys. A ridiculous amount of stuff. Probably a year almost has passed. But they all came out in the blink of an eye. I sold the PS4, so I had a PS4 I was going to use to fund this studio, and it I funded quite a bit of it. What it is, I sold the PS4 on the eBay, and I got another thing off the eBay, a Zoom H6. That's right, a Zoom. That's like the fucking Nike of recording equipment, right? So I pretty much blew my wad on that unit. After that, I've got... they call them PDMIC 78. That's PD Mic 78. These are super cheap, but super dope enough mics, guys. The cord's kind of shit, but that's cool over time. Got some $8 arm mic stand and a slab of granite to absorb noise, and the podcast is up and running. What a deal. I think last time I was podcasting, I remember I said my buddy Jerry was texting me from the football game telling me about how he's getting engaged, or he's proposing, I should say. Jerry's married already. Matter of fact, he'd been married a little bit, and last month he had a heart attack. He's my age. Yeah, anyway, so lots happened. That's Jerry update, guys. I found a sweet Polamalu jersey. I sent it to my nephew. It's a small one, so it's cheap and used. But he lives in Iowa City, and Polamalu played for the Hawkeyes, and pretty cool. I don't know. It'll be good for the kid. Oh man, the soundboard is pretty weak sauce, guys. Guess what we have for a soundboard? We have... let's see, it didn't even go. Oh, there it is. Like, you gotta push them twice, I guess. Cell phone soundboard, guys. Cell phone soundboard. You're welcome. What are we gonna talk about today, guys? I only have like a half hour to fill up here. I talked to Cindy about the Super Bowl, because... you guys probably already heard. You know who won. We're predicting Chiefs. She says one touchdown. I say two touchdowns and an extra point. I don't know. You have to go over review. We'll say it later. Something like that. A lot of hot stuff today. Interview with the Bernie Sanders campaign. Impromptu. No big deal. Thanks for... you'll hear. Oh, short interview with Jared Helfer. Yeah, hey-o. Well, him and Cindy. Cindy are on both of them. Cindy's on both of them, man. What do we... I should probably kill some time before then. We want to make these all like an hour long, though, right? So... Hey, it worked. It worked first button push that time, guys. Yeah, all right, sweet. Well, let's talk about the cards. You go to the banks, not the banks. Banks don't have cards. They're classy. Actually, they're not classy. They're cheap. Regardless, you go to the gas station or the supermarket, and they always want you to have their card, right? I can't stand it. I can't fucking stand it. I don't have room for all these cards, even the keychain ones. I don't care. Also, I'm hard on shit. Cards don't last in my pocket, and I'm not filling up my wallet. I got a little wallet. I like to shave weight. That's how I roll. You know what I mean? My loadout is simple. Everybody's got their own personal loadout. Hell, Sandler wrote a song about it. Was it wallet, cell phone, key, something? That's about how mine goes. Wallet, cell phone, keys. Then first luxury item. I don't go out much for comedy, so I guess that'd be my jokes. Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is, I don't want your card. You know? Why are they just trying to give us these cards? I got nothing with cards. Also, my buddy is supposed to go... No red meat, I guess, is the new or old... Seems like old school thinking, but that's what he's supposed to do. He's got this heart attack, right? And, fish. It's gonna fix it, I guess. I think he's probably gonna have to quit smoking and drinking is probably the big one. He's one of those real smokes guys. He's probably cut it out by now. Guy, heart attack, that's something else. I don't know. That's a tough fight. Cigarettes and booze at the same time, too. Anyway, Jerry's doing fine. He sends me pictures of his food. And, makes me think he's going to survive. He's got two daughters, so that would be a good idea. I think he's thinking the same thing. Oh, he was my roommate in... Sorry, I just realized I was chewing on mic. Yeah, he was my roommate in Nebraska, Jerry was. And me and him invented this thing we like to call lawn golfing, right? So, lawn golfing is pretty easy, and you all should take it up. Especially if you like to tailgate and stuff like that. Essentially, you need a 5-gallon bucket, wiffle ball golf balls, and a couple of clubs of your choice, depending on, you know, the grass you're playing in. But you take the bucket, you give it to whoever wins the coin toss. They put the bucket wherever they want, in whatever position they want. You know, you can lean it upside down in a fucking corner. It's like a hockey goal. Your ball's got to go through the rim of the bucket, right? As long as there's an opening. So that guy throws it out, and you pick your tee box, and you start. With your clubs, boom, boom, a couple shots run along. Usually it's par threes, you know. It's gotten some weird, crazy nights where we'd like, you know how when you're a kid and you play night tag and it kind of spreads over the whole block? We used to do that in our 20s with buckets and golf clubs, you know what I mean? Just kind of roam around people's lawns making wiffle shots. Anyway, it's a fun game. Lawn golf. Easy to do. All you need is a bucket and a set of clubs. Most garages got that. Jerry went up to his place for his wedding. Like I told you, he got married since we last spoke. And Madison, Wisconsin. You ever been to Madison, Wisconsin? I've done very little Wisconsining. Driving through and then this Madison trip. Well, no, that's not true. I went to Milwaukee one time, which was a pretty cool city. Saw a Brewers game. That Brewers stadium's fucking beautiful. I drove up from Chicago to Milwaukee on the lakefront the whole time. I was never out of the city. Houses the whole way. It's all pretty cool shit, though. Anyway, I've been to Milwaukee, and I've been to Madison, and this is Wisconsin, and lots of lakes, I guess? I don't know. Madison's got a lake, two major lakes. I guess there's more. We've got friends now that are from Madison that are here in Pittsburgh, too. I don't know. They're trying to give me all... You know how when people tell you about stuff, and you're like, this is too much information? It's like that with geographics. But anyway, so I've been up there. There's two major lakes. Party town, big time party town. Do you know about the Wisconsin Badgers? Well, I bet you probably do if you know sports, because it turns out they're a pretty big deal. I had no freaking clue. When I started living with Jerry, I had no idea what the Badgers I got. And I was from Iowa. You know, that was pretty close to us. So, hell, I think maybe they played Iowa, not Iowa State, I wouldn't think, not in time. Anyway, the Badgers are known to tailgate, according to Jerry. And we were living in Nebraska in Lincoln. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Lincoln, Nebraska, but there is a lot of... No. Well, that was not nearly enough. We need... Yeah, that's what it's like up there. Freaking sports crowd, right? Their stadium, I believe, holds... I gotta be wrong. 80,000 people? That's probably wrong, but I'm not gonna look it up. All I know is they added shit to it when we were there, and it was a big old building, you know? And it's not one of those stadiums where, like, you can stand to the one end and look in, because the whole thing is like a ring of... Wanted a real fun metaphor there. Ring of death is all I can come up with. It was pretty lame. It's like the Coliseum, you know what I mean? Type of thing. Type of vibe. Huge place. I saw a football game there. I did. I seen at least one. For sure one. The 300th sellout game. The Huskers, the Big Red, had sold out 300 games in a row. Maybe it's 3,000. It's got to be 300, right? Yeah, 300. And I got to go. And it was a redout, so a huge place. Like I said, I think it's 80,000 people. Filled with red shirts. Good view everywhere, really. Real steep, but like stacked. I don't know. Huskers, man. They tailgated hard. And Jerry says the Badgers were better than the Huskers. Yeah? Can you believe that? Wisconsin. That's why I say cold, man. Cold makes adversity. Adversity makes character, you know? That's it. Boom. So Madison's pretty flat, too. You can ride bicycles all over the place, which also makes it probably easy for the drunks to stumble around. You know what I mean? So that's good. I'd like to go out there and sail. That'd be something else. We did go to a bunch of breweries while we were there because why not, right? We went to the original Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewery, which is... Not a lot to it. I'm not going to lie to you guys. The guy, what do you want to call the dude? The fucking tour guide. There it is. He was pretty good. Like, he knew all kinds of stuff, right? Talked about it. But the vast majority of it was him running through slides in a banquet hall. Now, it was a cool banquet hall. It was made by union members back in, I don't know when, Prohibition or something. Lots of cool woodwork and big tables for people to drink beer at. And we're sitting in there watching a slideshow, you know. But there's not really a lot of the old brewery left. Not that's accessible anyway. You come out there and it's something impressive from the road. They don't give a shit. I think that's the new stuff, maybe. They only got the historic brewery. But since it's not a brewery... They're technically a bar, and they serve you the whole time. So while you're walking, every stop has a little bitty bar. And there's this bartender, and she's got, like, the hot rods, you know, like you're in Disneyland and they're sneaking in the princess. So you're sitting here, and you're talking about some plaques or some neon signs. And your beer, you know, is full, and it's got 5 minutes in the room. Boom, next room. You go in there. The lady has beaten you there and served you a drink at the room prior. It's something else. She's got little trap doors, I swear. So that's the good part about it, I suppose. Pretty impressive courtyard with some sort of captain. I don't know. I don't know if he's definitely a beer captain. He's some kind of patron saint. I don't know. Big dude out front and a statue, so that's something. But Madison's got microbreweries too, and the microbrewery was pretty good. The tour was legit, like a real brewery that was working. I don't remember the name of it was. But you'd go there, and it's a huge banquet hall, big long tables, drink beer at, and serve in your fried type foods, you know, your cheese balls and your stuff like that, and then a couple, who knows, not a lot of food, but some food available. Pretty good for a brewery, you know what I mean? Kids running around, you know, like it's a lunchroom, no big deal. That's pretty good. I thought the whole thing was pretty good. And then you could go out back too, and I don't know what the laws were, but essentially there was this sidewalk that went right to the river behind the brewery, and you could go down and up like levels and be on the bank, and as far as I could tell, it was okay because everybody's doing it. So that's pretty cool about Madison. That was Milwaukee. Anyway, that wedding was fun. My tie did not come with my tux, so the bride flipped out, which is all right, but honestly, I never saw her flip out. I mainly saw Jerry flip out about how she would flip out if they didn't get the tie. Anyway, we got to the place, the Men's Warehouse of Madison, Wisconsin, and they contacted the Men's Warehouse of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they says, hey, you got a purple tie? Because you didn't put it in the bag. And they're looking around. Boom. Nailed it. Yeah, we got your tie. Well, you got to overnight it. We need that tie. That's what they says to them. And this is store to store. So that's got something. You think that the relationship counts for something? You know what I mean? Either way, next day we call them. Hey, that tie come in? Nope. No tie yet. We'll wait till 3, they say something. I got no flipping clue. So we're like, all right, well, we'll go golf and we'll go buy Spotted Cow. You ever had a Spotted Cow? Boy, there's a sidebar. We'll come back to that. But point being this, so we go golfing or whatever, and we call them afterwards, and we says, you got the tie? They said, it didn't come in. We called Pittsburgh. They forgot to send it. What? She goes, yeah, they had it all packed up for overnight, but they just didn't give it to them. They just didn't give it to them. How much of your job? I don't know. It's the second time, technically, I guess, they just didn't give it to them. But this guy was kind of my proxy, you know, the UPS dude, that is. Oh, that's a hard job, by the way. I don't know if any of you guys are UPSers. I've done that. That is a tough one. Either way, so finally they get a tie in the mail, and it comes the morning of the wedding. No joke. So that's pretty cool. Got the tie. Still got the tie. I mean, what the hell? I had to pay for a $400 suit. I think that, yeah, it was like a $400 suit. That's how much. But it is a 3-piece, and it has a tie, I guess. No, it's a 4-piece, technically, because it comes with a shirt. So that is something. And a tie. So you're talking a little less than $100 an item if you don't count the tie. Anyway. A little steep when a friend calls you up, says, hey, I want you to be in my wedding. And you're like, oh, up in Madison? That's kind of a destination for me. But I'm totally down. And then they're like, also, you want to buy your tux? Sucks, but I'll tell you what, you don't miss money after you spend it. Because I know I got this, it ain't a tux. It's not a tux. He was smart enough pick out a nice charcoal three-piece business suit, essentially. You know what I mean? So now I can TCB anytime I want, which is nice. People see threads like that, they're sure you're important. Or you look out of place. one or the other. One or the other. So that's pretty much Jerry's wedding. Stuff went wrong at the reception. I didn't really understand what it was. I know there was a lot going on, we'll say. And that we all kind of left in a hurry. And it seemed as if the bride and groom were taking quite a bit of stuff with them. But it's their stuff. I mean, they bought it. But I can't remember. Either way, always good to get up and out. Stresses me out not being able to take care of my business here at home. You know what I mean? Being on the road. But hopefully the road will be my business someday. Right? Right. Right. Just wanted to see that still works. Yep. 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 Oh, so I was going to talk. I went to the Ari Shaffir's Jew, which is the name of his special. So I saw Ari Shaffir Jew along with a couple of other comedians here from town. All were there. It's about four of us at least that went and saw him. Jared Helfer came over to watch SNL afterwards, because why not? You know, have a beer or two and watch SNL. And we talked a little bit about the Ari Shaffir Jew show, but it was pre-Ari Shaffir releasing his tweet that got him blacklisted, I guess. Blackballed, is that how they say? Or canceled. Yep, that's the one. Oh, where's the applause? I figured it out, guys. I figured it out. So, Ari Shaffir, as you guys know, probably said, well, I know it was intentionally inflammatory stuff about Kobe when he died. Tragedy, kids, blah, blah. So basically he gets hung out for it. People really come after him. Now, if you look back, Tim Dillon did a really great little thing. It was he looked back at Ari's tweets, and because they said people were pissed off about it, and he read one of them. And it was about, I believe, Aretha Franklin when she died. Oh, blaming her for like diabetic deaths and things like that. Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. Anyway, so the point being is this guy does this every time. He thinks trolling is humorous. And it is. I don't think he was particularly good at this particular troll. Could have been more clever. But whatever. You know what? Ari, here's a good Ari.
Dude, I like them. I like them. Drugs, dude, I like them. I like them.
Yeah. So I'm sure that's what he would say if you asked him about the tweet. I don't think anybody cares anymore. Do you guys care? No one cares, right? Right. Got a couple more people here to talk about that said something about it. Here is Roseanne.
To shut people up. I mean, the left loves to censor people and shut them up.
Now, she takes it there, so that's on her. But people are shutting her up, him up. I don't know what side they're on, honestly. I mean, it seems like everybody votes for Kobe, right? Right. But then you've got this.
I know a lot of fucking idiots. I think a lot of shit is mean-spirited just because it goes against what they believe.
Right? The great Colin Quinn.
I know a lot of fucking idiots. I think a lot of shit is mean-spirited just because it goes against what they believe.
Right? Can't all be right. Makes sense. We can't all be right. So why should you be? It's always safe to assume we're wrong. Then we don't have to get pissed at each other. Like, yeah, I could be wrong. But certainly not going to change my mind right now. That kind of situation. Anyway, also there was a reporter from Washington Post got fired temporarily and then rehired pretty quickly, which is great. Good on Washington Post. You know, they fired her because she said she put up a link to the Daily Beast report in the testimony, the sworn testimony of the chick who accused him of rape. Turns out you can just say like what actually happened and it's not against the law yet, so that's good. So she got her job back. And I believe Ari will bounce back. They did cancel his shows. He was going to film that special, that Ari Shaffir Jew special. Not so much anymore. I think the venue got death threats, which I'm sure were all serious, not just a bunch of pussies. Yeah. Anyway, so they canceled the show. So that's he. I mean, that's literal, right? He was canceled. He was going to film, I think it was the 7th in New York, something like that. Either way, so I might have seen the last real performance. No, he performed the following night, right after he tweeted that stuff. Like, people were probably getting blown up at the show, honestly. Like, oh, this guy's a hate monger. What's the deal, guys? I mean, honestly, did we forget what real violence feels like? Isn't it better that we hear that we disagree with people? It's a lot easier to hear it, right? Let's not make it illegal or, what do you want to call it, socially unacceptable to disagree with people. We would want to know. Otherwise, they're plotting, you know? If you tell people they can't say what they feel, then you force them to plot. And you ever heard somebody say he was plotting something good? No. That's right. He wasn't plotting something good. So, let it in the open, man. Look, the KKK took my baby away, and all I know is that I don't know. So, I think we should just leave each other alone and let each other speak, right? Let's not forget what real violence feels like. That's what we want to make illegal. So I'm thinking he'll be back next year. He'll record this thing, right? I think he's going to need like a good festival and a couple of podcasts. You know, his manager made him apologize. He apologized, but it's got to have been the manager who made him apologize, right? Well, I think I will just play this segment. This is myself, Cindy, Jared Helfer, talking about Ari Shaffir's Jew and a couple other things, I believe. Maybe some mass murders, I don't know. Hitting that button, which is what I just did.
Alright, and we're going live.
Alright, going around the bend. Jared Helfer. My feet smell. Put them underneath my yes. stool, so they're not under your stool.
Yes.
Okay. My feet smell like my stool.
Wait a minute. Does your stool
out of 5 stars? Smell what do you give like feet? Ari Shaffir Jew live in Pittsburgh? Out of 5
stars.
Out of 5.
I'll give it five stars.
Really? I'm gonna give it 4 stars.
Wow.
Five is like unattainable. It's
five
supposed to be
like, yeah, five is that, really intense.
What was that chick who won the Olympics in the gymnastics? Got a 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Harriet Tubman.
That's right. Because then after that, she started that Underground Railroad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, what do you mean that's
well,
right?
Well, you've
got
to be very athletic to sneak that many slaves out. I'm just saying.
I guess that's true.
I think this is why I cannot be on your podcast with people.
No, this is
what
it.
What are you talking about?
Because I'm just going to be like, what are you talking about with
Harriet
Tubman? That doesn't make sense at all.
They call that the straight man. You're the straight man.
Yeah.
We're the goofballs, and you're the one who doesn't get it.
I don't think that contributes too much when every time I'm like, I don't get it.
I don't know. That's
it
a time honored
oh
tradition.
It
actually happens a lot, even in the real
older
shows.
Than the
I'll turn around to Aaron and be
testament.
Like, I don't get it.
You did that today. What was the joke today?
I know. There was one thing that I definitely was like,
I don't remember what the fuck it was either.
I know.
It was hilarious.
But I feel bad.
Well, look, there's worse things than being naive, right?
I don't think it's being naive is the thing. It's like my brain is too slow to process like sophisticated information.
I just think you were raised in a different environment than us.
And yeah, that's assuming mine's going fast.
Yeah. I think you guys like understand a lot more.
Is it?
Yeah. You understand like nuances in the sentences. Yeah.
God, I wish I remembered what that joke was.
It's okay. It'll come to us. All right.
I'm going to hit all right. Stop.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Real quick. Has anybody looked up any serial killers? We got to do a show about serial killers.
Yeah, we just listened to Time Suck on two fucking crazy Cindy, serial killers.
Like all women, loves murder porn. So
wait, no. That's not...
Consider me a woman.
That's... No. But murder porn is different. Murder porn is different than serial killer. Yeah. Serial killer is like a subgenre.
Oh, you're right.
Murder
it falls
porn
into murder
is
porn.
Always like a love triangle or blah, blah, blah. It's always people who knew each other, which makes you feel a lot safer. Serial killers are people who
like it would make you
kill
feel less safe.
No, because it's like some shit went down with those people. Otherwise, they don't randomly
get
killed.
Yeah, you get tips.
But serial killers are scary because they pick up random people. And that's scary.
Sometimes.
Ted Bundy. Yeah.
Well, he had a type.
Go ahead.
He
went to school at my school.
Went to Florida? Florida State?
Washington.
It was Ted Bundy then. It was Ted Bundy. In high school, I swear to God, and this is before the internet, so there's no way to fact check it, and I don't think there's a way to fact check these types of things anyway. My English teacher got picked up by Ted Bundy hitchhiking.
Really?
Oh, wow.
And got out of the car somehow. I don't remember the circumstances.
That's really scary.
Yeah, Mrs. Wilson. Because she lived up in the Northwest. It's crazy. But she got out of it. She didn't fucking die. Can you believe it?
That's not funny at all.
I can't believe it.
Well, it is funny because she got out of it. I mean, it would be like... So anyway, she's dead now. Not as good of a story. You're right. But...
Oh my God.
Way better of a story.
I was so impressed that the first lady actually made a joke about Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Adrian Appalucci?
Melania. Not the first lady.
Oh, I thought you meant the first woman in the show tonight.
No, I did mean that.
Okay, so I was right. Yeah. Good. That's some inside baseball. I know her
about,
words.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't mean that.
A joke about
Michelle
the
Obama.
Tree
she
of
life. Adrian Appalucci.
Sorry. The tree of life. She made a joke
that's
about
like
the tree of
Eleanor
life.
Roosevelt.
No.
Ari did
made it.
Too.
Yeah,
but
Ari made a tree. What was her tree of life shooting joke?
Well, she talked about the first responders, and then
but that was 9/11.
Pittsburgh.
That was 9/11.
Yeah. Either way, though, like when they brought that joke, I was like, "Oh, that still felt a little bit raw." It was like, "Oof."
It was pretty good.
9/11.
No,
it
was. Funny.
It was totally like.
Not 9/11.
Was pretty good.
That was the joke because she was if you were a first responder at 9/11 and you couldn't get out before the building collapsed, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that
part. Oh, damn it. I burned one of her bits.
What does that mean? Oh, you're not supposed to tell
people
what they said.
You're not supposed to give people, especially just the punchline without the setup. And all. Either way, it's fucking...
Yeah, until someone is dead.
See, I talked about the joke without actually telling what the joke was.
Don't worry. No one will be listening to this.
Oh, you don't know that. Mm. All right. I'm going to go change.
All right. I'm going to hit the stop button then.
Goodbye.
Thanks,
all right. Wasn't that a riveting segment? I mean, that Jared Helfer. That Cindy. I hope they become regulars. Reggie's like me. Anyway, we do have one more segment, as I believe I hinted toward. Super Bowl predictions with me and Cindy. And also, surprise phone call from the Bernie Sanders campaign. Looks like we're running up on the time, so I'm just going to put it in now. Put it in now. All right, we're recording.
Okay.
No, yeah, it needs to be a good enough recording that the machines can straighten it out.
Okay.
Anyway.
I thought You were going to do an introduction.
No, I can do all that pre.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
You can like what's post. That? You can like.
Post-production. That's the word I'm looking for. I can do that all in post. You can
edit them and then clip them together. Yes.
All right. So today is what?
February 2nd.
February 2nd. I've been told today is the Super Bowl. Is that correct?
Yes. Apparently, I learned that during, I don't remember when I was working last night, I think, was when I learned about it.
I think it was yesterday that I found out, maybe on a podcast. I was like, oh, a lot of people are talking about the Super Bowl. I wonder why that is.
No, I'm so tired that I had totally just randomly made that up. I learned about it when you told me this morning.
That's right. I remember because you were surprised. How come I'm so dumb that I don't remember? All right. So let's do it. I'm gonna even let Otto fill. So we're so bad. This is a little segment called Aaron and Cindy Predict the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So since we don't know anything about sports, you told me that the Chiefs are playing. Is that correct?
Yes. I knew that.
I did not know that.
I forgot who the other team was that was playing.
Shout out to Andrew Sesker, huge Chiefs fan, lifelong Chiefs fan, no big deal. Also, my Uncle Dennis, shout out Chiefs fans. We'll soon find out who the other team is. The autofill.
Well, I know it's not the Buffalo Bills because Brandon was very sad.
That they got knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah. I also know it's not the Steelers because...
We live in Pittsburgh.
Catherine, yeah. Because I was talking to Catherine and she said... Oh, the reason we don't know it's Super Bowl, it's because if the Steelers were in it, we would be all over it.
So, there'd be parades in the street, I assume.
Exactly.
So I have typed in Super Bowl 2020. It turns out Super Bowl is not one word. Autocorrect says, did you mean Super Space Bowl Space 2020?
Yeah, I guess I never knew that.
I thought it was one word.
I'm not sure.
Oh, you know who it is? San Francisco 49ers.
I knew that. You were just telling me not to tell you.
Oh, you figured that out at brunch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing back some food from brunch, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Super Wasn't nice. It good?
It was real good. Yeah. Love some grits. I love some grits.
Square Cafe. That's Square what the Cafe? Restaurant is called.
What's neighborhood?
It's in Braddock.
All right. You heard it here first, guys. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, go down to Braddock, check out the last working steel mill in the area, and get some damn blueberry pancakes. Thanks for blueberry pancakes, by the way. That's my fave. You know it. All right. So what I'm seeing here.
I'm sorry. It's not in Braddock. I just made that up. Why? I forget where it's at.
Okay.
I forget what that neighborhood is called.
Either way, Square Cafe, right?
Yes. Right. It's on Braddock Avenue.
All right. So information we have on the screen here. San Francisco 49ers. Today at 6:30 p.m. is kickoff.
Oh, it's late. Okay.
Okay, so...
We'll definitely be able to catch the halftime
show.
San
Francisco has a better record of 15 wins, 3 losses. Very close to the Kansas City, 14 wins, 4 losses. So that's...
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty much the same.
Yeah, pretty much the same. So what do we got? We've got the...
So Chiefs is the underdog.
Yes? Yeah, I guess so.
They're behind by one game.
I guess so. So we've got, the flyover states versus the West Coast. Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, I'm definitely rooting for the Chiefs.
Your Chiefs are... I'm going to Chiefs out, too. I got a Chiefs for, like I said.
Well, it's Chiefs. Midwest. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's see here. First top stories are... Super Bowl 2020, Demi Lovato leaves nightclub with reporter. That is stupid.
What's that have to do with Super Bowl?
I have no fucking
clue. Okay.
It's not going to help us out with our predictions.
Wait, I already predicted.
Well.
Because Chiefs is the underdog, so people are predicting they will lose.
People are, but we are making our prediction.
Oh, well, I'm predicting Chiefs to win because that's my rooting team, so they're obviously going to win.
Okay, so
yeah,
you're telling me that Chiefs have the Cindy factor,
yeah,
and that's going to put them over the top.
That's right.
Okay. Second top stories for the Super Bowl, Puppy Bowl lineup. Meet 2020's adorable dog.
Yeah, Puppy Bowl is amazing.
It looks like this year the puppies will be wearing bandanas.
What? How do they even get... Wait, oh, you mean like around the neck?
Yes. Yes, okay. Not around their heads.
I was thinking forehead bandana. So I was like, oh my God, sweet. How do they make them do that?
That would be sweet.
That would be amazing.
And third top story, what time is this? Boy, these are not very helpful headlines for predicting the winner of the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
We must go down further. 54 things. These are all clickbait. Terrible. I was really hoping that this would be easy.
What did you Google?
I put Super Bowl 2020.
Oh.
All right. Well,
there's a Wikipedia, so that's legit.
You know what I was going to do second when this failed, which it did. I'm going to write in 49ers suck.
Why? What about Chiefs suck?
Oh, we'll do a tab for that. Oh, we'll do a tab for that.
Okay.
Ooh, let's see what we go to. Switch this over to the thing. Right. No, where was it? There it is. And Chiefs. Chiefs. Suck. Boom. All right, now we go to images. First up.
Oh.
Looking at these images.
These are pretty good.
These are pretty.
Wait, do the Chiefs have a bunch of memes too?
They will. One that's catching my eye here is help and child abuse. And then somebody, a crying child.
A trash can.
Being in a trash can. Yeah, there's a San Francisco trash can, baby. Awesome. And then, yeah. Okay, so far, pretty decent humor. Out of the anti-San Francisco crowd.
Whoa, what is the one that's Jesus says something?
Where's this? Yeah. That's Buddy Christ. Jesus
what?
Says.
It doesn't say anything.
Oh, it does if you click. You have to click here. Bam.
49ers suck. That is not okay. Original.
I'm liking this one better. Oh, never mind.
What is the So You're Telling Me? What's that one?
So that's the one I was looking for.
So you're telling me I'll be getting 49ers NFC Championship shirts this week?
Oh, sick burn. That's a hilarious meme.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. So if you're not seeing this, which you aren't, this is a kid in a third world country talking to a very first world woman. And he's got a hilarious look on his face.
He looks skeptical.
And he's sure he's going to be getting some 49ers Championship shirts because they won't be selling here in the States.
Oh my God, that took me a long... Actually, it didn't take me... I never understood it.
You never understood it, okay.
But now I do.
Okay.
That really required some breaking down.
Oh, well, I got it right away.
Yes,
but I
you
knew
did.
About the kids in the third world getting all of the bad t-shirts.
I see, okay.
So, who's in... Yeah, whatever, you get it.
Mm-hmm, I get it.
I'm just going to be like... So when blah, blah, blah lost the World Series, but I don't even know who played. I don't even know who played.
You know.
No,
of course
Astros,
you know who
the
played.
Astros, but who else played?
The D.C. team.
Oh,
Nationals.
Nationals. I was about to say Senators.
I can't believe you knew that because we watched it because you were rooting for the Astros.
I barely watched any of it.
That's true.
Not enough to remember that it was the Nationals and not enough to remember that it wasn't even the Senators. The Senators used to... I don't know. I think that was the original thing. Anyway.
Oh, really?
All right. So, San Francisco so far, pretty strong showing in the memes department. Kansas City sucks.
I thought, just from first glance, the Chiefs memes were so lame. The 49ers definitely had better suck memes.
Right now, I'm not seeing...
All
right.
What's that one with the Indian chief? KC Chiefs, you suck at life. You will never win a Super Bowl. Never. That I do not understand as a meme.
Well, it seems like the people who hate the Chiefs suck. It's not that the Chiefs suck. It's that their haters suck. Kansas City Briefs, that's funny. I'll give you that one. A pair of underwear with a piss stain.
Ew.
That's pretty funny.
That's gross.
All right, well, given...
It looks like Chiefs going to win.
The Chiefs are going to win for sure. I mean, these memes are not good. So
the coasters don't know what they're doing, basically.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, it sounds like the coast eats it. Robot. What time's kickoff?
6:30 East Coast time, right? That's what I was gonna.
Oh yeah, where the hell is it at? Where?
I do not know.
Is Super Bowl 2020. Hard Rock Stadium, which is in Miami.
Wow, that's amazing. That means it will be 5:30 in Kansas City, but 3:30 in San Francisco.
I don't know. Yeah, I think they would do East Coast time, obviously, right?
Well, the original tab will tell you if it was 6:30 East Coast time.
We don't have the original tab anymore.
Oh, sick burn.
Yeah. Well, dear, do we figure it out?
Yeah, Kansas City
for the win. By how much?
Oh, one touchdown probably. Or a field goal.
One touchdown. Okay, so you're giving them 7-point spread.
Or three.
6-point. 6-point. Touchdown, 6-point.
Oh, well, if they do the touchdown, they'll do the conversion. Or not the conversion. They'll do the...
extra point.
Oh, is that what it's called?
I believe so, yeah.
I always thought it was called
there's 2-point conversion.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do a conversion, but I think they'll go for the extra point.
Okay.
So, but it could also just be a field goal. Sorry, I like said it, and then like I forgot what it was called just a second later.
I'm always surprised when they say that they have a kicker, a field goal kicker, a punter, and a kicker. You know, like, why isn't that all one guy's job? It's got to be one guy's job, right?
I don't know. It could be.
They can't.
But, I mean, they have multiple kickers on a team anyways.
You'd think so.
I'm guessing they can all do each other's job just fine.
Yeah.
But you probably only practice one type of kick to get, like, amazing at it.
Yeah, because, like, so if you're punting the ball or whatever... you're just trying to get it to, like, drop onto the field in a certain place, which is different than kicking a field goal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to go, like, really high, so it goes over the bar.
Yeah. Not that high. Kind of high.
Well, high enough.
High enough, exactly.
You have to be accurate.
All right. Well, what do you think? Is that good enough? Have we got our predictions in?
I think so. I mean, I got mine. You never put in yours.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so I also say Kansas City. So that's 2 for Kansas City. And we're going to say Kansas City versus the 49ers. I'm going to go out on a limb, say Kansas City by 2 touchdowns and 1 field goal. So that would be 13 points.
We all know in our heart the 49ers are going to win. Just saying that.
What? Why would you say that?
Because the Chiefs are the underdog. We're just saying something wishes.
Wishful thinking?
Wishful thinking, yes.
Yes. All right. There it is, guys. You've heard us. The verdict is in.
I'm excited for Shakira and J-Lo.
Is Shakira the...
mm-hmm.
Who? So between Shakira and J-Lo as a halftime show...
J-Lo.
Is that a J-Lo every time?
J-Lo is amazing. I mean, Shakira is amazing, but J-Lo is older than Shakira, and she still looks amazing.
So. Yeah, that's true. She does age well. I will give her that.
Yeah.
She's probably working for it, though. Isn't she dating?
No, she's married to A-Rod.
A-Rod.
I thought they have kids together.
Those are probably super babies, right?
I don't A-Rod know.
And J-Lo's kids?
Yeah.
When they grow up to be failures, it's going to be a very big disappointment.
I really doubt they'll be failures, though, is the thing.
I would not think so, but...
I mean, their parents are probably going to whoop their ass
they're,
to be amazing people.
There are a lot of, like, average celebrities that have above-average kids, but it doesn't seem like there's super celebrities that have super celebrity kids, except for... you know who's the exception? The Sheens.
I don't find the Sheens to be super celebrities, though, in general.
I don't know. Charlie Sheen was definitely the highest paid television actor for probably a decade, I bet.
Who is his dad?
Martin Sheen.
Oh,
I don't know him. He was in Apocalypse Now? Is that what it was? Some movie where they'd ride a boat up the river in Vietnam.
Well, Michael Douglas's dad is somebody Douglas, and he was in Chinatown and all sorts of really famous
Chinatown's
movies.
Very famous. Have we seen Chinatown yet?
No, I downloaded it, but
no, we
I
should watch
seen
that.
It.
It's supposed to be super dope.
Oh, and he was in The Godfathers, I think.
See, I told you. Super celebrities, they don't have super... I'm getting a phone call. It's for the election. A second here. Hello? Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Aaron. This is Noah. I'm a volunteer with the Bernie Sanders campaign. I was wondering if you're supporting Bernie?
We're not sure yet. Who's he rooting for in the Super Bowl?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but I could look into it for you.
All right.
Yeah, I totally get that you're making up your mind. I'm making calls for Bernie because my brother has a disability, and it's been hard, honestly, like trying to figure out to cover all of his healthcare costs and also like make sure he has an income. And I know that Bernie would make sure that like healthcare is accessible to everyone.
This is actually very compelling.
Is it compelling?
You care most about in this election?
I'm not sure. How many elections have you voted in your lifetime?
In my lifetime, so you know, I have voted. Let's see, I'm 23, so I've voted for.
Oh wow!
In I believe 2016.
2014. Did you vote for Bernie?
Yeah.
Huh.
Did I?
Yeah.
2016? I did.
Huh. And of all the presidencies we've had, how many of them would you say follow up closely to their campaign promises?
Well, in my lifetime, it seems like there's been a lot of politicians who've been really beholden to, like, people I really don't trust. You know, like, Obama and Trump, I think, have in some ways wound up both like supporting corporate interests and not really fighting for the average person.
Sure.
Being a little bit corrupt. And I think that Bernie has been fighting against all that and actually feels like he'd be accountable to like the average everyday person because he has kind of been so clear about what he stands for all these years and has so many people pushing him and pushing for him to.
Well, his foreign policy has changed quite a bit since he first started running for president. I mean, he originally was staunchly anti-war, and he's quite a bit softer on that. So, I can't say he's stuck to all of his guns. But anyway, well, I thank you for your call today, and we sure wish you knew who Bernie was rooting for in the Super Bowl.
Sorry about that. Is there anything else that matters to you in this election, or...?
No, there's not.
Something you're waiting on.
I'm actually not even an Iowa resident anymore. I live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Got it. Good to know. Thanks so much for your time. Take care now.
Thank you. Oh, she sounded really mad at the last bit.
You notice how much she cared when she realized I can't vote in the Iowa caucus anymore.
Oh, I feel so bad. I could not believe how compelling her spiel was. That was impressive. She talked for like 30 seconds, and I was like, maybe even less than that.
Yeah, like, way less than that.
You know, my brother has a disability, and like managing the healthcare costs can be really challenging. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that's hard.
Of course,
like,
it is.
I immediately was like, wow.
I'm just not sure.
You're really rooting for him because of something you believe in.
I hope so.
Anyways, I honestly have never answered a what are they called?
Well, not campaign, not a robocall, but this is a
what are they, campaign something?
Fuck, I don't know. Dude.
Volunteer, whatever. I've honestly never answered one of their calls, so that was insightful to see like what kind of stuff they actually talk to you about.
Yeah, you're right. For the most part, I just answer the phone and let it be dead air. And if they speak, then I'll speak to them, and I'll tell them I'm not an Iowa voter anymore, and they're like, ah, we don't care about you.
I actually always just thought they were polling to, like, get a sense of what's happening. I didn't realize they're trying to sway your vote.
Definitely trying to sway your vote.
Well, I was going to say feel the burn at some point, but it never felt like there was a good time for it. And then when she started being serious, I was like, now I feel like I can't joke about it.
All right, so our prediction is Kansas City for the Super Bowl and Bernie Sanders for the Democratic.
Well, I mean, Bernie probably will vote for the Midwest because he's for the small people.
Well, that's what you would say, but he is a millionaire and he's not giving it back. So it's like, what's his name? Adam Carolla always, he's got this thing about what happens when you become the man. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's against the man until they become the man, and then they just kind of get quiet. But Bernie just kept being loud and the man at the same time, which I'm not sure if I...
Yeah, I don't want to engage that lady further, but I was thinking, like, oh, yeah, but he's going to have an uphill battle. Like, he can try to stick to his principles, and then he won't get it reelected, and then he'll be like, oh, I can't do this, and
well, I just,
blah, blah, blah.
I'm not a political expert. As you know, I try to avoid it now, but I have never seen a president walk into office and then be like, what I said is what I'm still doing. You know what I mean?
Well, I think... on Obama's exit interview, it was like, it's not like he's saying something new, but it was just he's more in this era, so we're more familiar with it. But he did say, like, once he went into the office, he then realized, like, how much he was clueless on and, like, all the behind-the-scenes information that he received that changed his mind on things.
Yeah, how much there's... What do they call it? In the
things
CIA.
To take into account.
In the CIA, they say there's three types of information. There's knowns, there's known unknowns, and then there's unknown unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
And what Barack Obama was talking about is the unknown unknowns to him at the time, you know? And then once he becomes president, now he has all these known unknowns and knowns that he's never had before, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's hard to be the president. I would never want to be
I
one.
Would never want that job either, yeah. Man.
I wonder who Trump is rooting for.
I assume he's rooting for... Oh, you mean in the Democratic side? I was about to be so
what?
Dumb. You mean for the Democrats, you mean, right?
No, for the Super Bowl.
Oh, that is a good question. Let's Google that.
I mean, I'm assuming he cares about football.
I mean, if Trump's rooting for Kansas City, that's really going to sway us here. Let's see. Oh, geez, that's...
Okay, that is not going to sway me. I don't know what you're thinking, but...
I'm saying we're rooting for Kansas City, so... Whatever, I don't know. Moving on. Okay, who is it? Trump on the Super Bowl.
You always give the reporters a hard time for not saying President Trump, but we never call him President Trump ourselves. We just say Trump.
That's true.
And even for Obama, we actually always just call him Barack a lot of times, which is even less respectful.
I never call him Barack. Well, maybe I do. Point it out next time. I don't know. Mm.
He also has a cool first name. Wait, Trump did not announce who he's rooting for.
I mean, it makes sense. He does not want to divide the electorate. nope. Nope, nope, nope. Looks like the president has not weighed in on the Super Bowl.
I bet he's rooting for the Chiefs.
I bet so, too. Yeah. I mean, if...
He can be for the West Coast. He's from the East Coast.
Yeah, you're right. He's a New York guy.
He has to be anti-West Coast.
He's got
to
be anti-West Coast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, do the coasts really have to fight?
Yeah. West Coast is the best coast. Everybody
West coast
knows
the best
that.
Coast? Yeah. What about no coast? What about the dirty coast?
No coast
the
is
Gulf
not a coast. Yeah, they're dirty.
I love the dirty coast.
They're dirty. West Coast is the best coast. That's why it rhymes with best. West is the best.
All right. Just because you're from Seattle, you think you got it all figured out.
You also think Seattle is one of your favorite cities you've ever visited. So clearly, it's the truth.
Okay. Fine. But...
I wonder if you can hear... the cat puking in
yes,
the recording.
The cat is definitely puking right now.
I wonder if it'll be picked up in the mics.
I hope so.
Okay.
Anyway.
So clearly she is very disgusted by our discussions right now about the coast battles.
Honestly, I like the dirty coast the most, but if I didn't surf, I mean, if I surfed and I was going to be somewhere to surf, I would not choose the Gulf of Mexico. But the Gulf of Mexico is pretty dope. Texas, Louisiana... Florida.
Yeah, it's like the fucking hurricane belt.
Hell yeah.
And there's flooding all the time.
Yeah, it builds a real sturdy folks. You know what I mean? It's like winter. Winter makes people strong, and so do hurricanes. That's why the West Coast
and
is the
earthquakes.
Weak coast. I'm starting a new West Coast weak coast.
What? They have earthquakes. Have you ever dealt with
often.
Earthquakes? Earthquakes no. are scary as shit. The world is shaking. That's literally what's happening.
It's true. And when people are really, really messed up, they're like, you rocked my world. And in that case, yeah. you literally rocked their world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, that. West Coast still the best coast. We just reached that conclusion again.
And you're not swaying over your FC. You feel like you're going for 49ers now.
No, that was just about the coast. The Chiefs have no coast. They're not in the coast discussion. They don't have
a
coast.
San Francisco. Oh, no, 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 no.
No, the Chiefs.
I understand, but you're saying if the West Coast is the best coast, and you certainly made quite an argument for it.
No, because we're comparing coast to no coast right now. We're not comparing coast to coast.
Oh, so you're saying that no coast is better than any coast.
In football, I guess. I mean, no coast is...
What about Washington okay. Huskies football? I mean, you're wearing a Huskies shirt right now. Are you? Yeah. Is that just to represent the band?
No, I mean, I love the Huskies, but they were really bad when I was in school.
Mm.
Yeah, but now they're better.
I don't... Yeah, college football is interesting. Iowa City, which is the Hawkeyes, super good for quite a while. Iowa State, which is right near where I grew up, never really that good. But lots of tailgating.
Yeah, there's always like one state school that is clearly inferior than the other that still consider the other state school their like ultimate enemy. Yeah. And then the other school is just, I'm thinking about Washington because there's Washington State and University of Washington. And the Huskies are always like, you are not even worth our...
Washington State is the other one, the not Huskies, is that right?
Yeah, the Wazoo Cougars.
Cougars.
I mean, they're the Cougars. I mean, the Huskies, Cougars, like Huskies are way better animals than Cougars.
Because of the cold?
No, because they're way more majestic.
Oh.
Cougars are slimy creatures.
Slimy creatures? They're cats, dear. Cats are known for their cleanliness.
No.
No.
Huskies are like hunters.
So
and resilient.
Are cougars. How is a cougar?
And resilient. They cougars run like, in the snow and they save humans. Cougars eat dead people.
Cougars are like the Jason Bourne. You know, they're out there by themselves just like like kicking ass, taking names.
They're derogatory terms for old creepy ladies. There's a reason.
I don't know if it's derogatory.
I think, I mean, it has a negative connotation, I guess, more so than derogatory.
I think it depends on who you ask.
Mm. Some people. I don't know if there's any lady that wants to be called a cougar.
Again, I'm going to say there are.
Hmm. Those are some special ladies.
All right. Well, do you need to go nap? You worked all night.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm probably going to go now.
That concludes our sports segment.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. That was it. Episode 997 BC in the can. Made a lot of improvements this episode. Definitely audio quality's higher, right? But also, I effed a lot of stuff up. I have a whole show format in front of me that I... basically abandoned, so we'll work on that. But the pod, it's just what Cindy calls, she assures me, is a QI project. That's right, a quality improvement project, which I think should be a QIP, not a QI project, or a QIP, if you will. I know there's no U, but QIP, QI. Who doesn't love a good quip?
That being said, one of the things I did forget was a featured artist. I think today I will put one at the end because both Jared and Bernie Sanders' campaign were on the episode. I'm going to go with Politics of Love by Alex Cameron. The album, Forced Witness. It's got kind of like an 80s synth vibe with a... what do you call them? Not a boomer, not an X, a millennial vibe. God, words are hard. Anyway, taking us out, Alex Cameron, Politics of Love. Hope to see you back here again. Jared turned me onto this album, and to be honest, if you like this song, you gotta check out the album. The majority of the album's a lot faster. But it's solid. Check it out. Alex Cameron, Forced Witness. Hand in hand, this song, on the edge of Politics of Love.
The thought of this being wrong never had crossed my mind. I've been doused, I've been drenched, I'm an earthly delight. I see a woman rolling round in some scattered seed, and a man trying to fly two kites. Love taught me how to walk, it taught me how to talk, but it never taught me how to vote. The dream is gone and I can hardly stay afloat. You could ride in on a raven, baby, you could ride. Did not consecrate. We got all that we need on this side anyway. On our muscle bed to cushions, drinking cherry breeze. We sleep naked and we sleep in late. Cause the devil's in the deeps and the angels in the sheets while they're shredding the remaining votes. She said the dream is gone and I can hardly.